We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
In the United States, President Joe Biden has formally opened the NATO summit by announcing the transfer of a significant increase in air defense systems to Ukraine. He also said the war would end with Ukraine remaining a sovereign, independent state. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
In an opening ceremony in the room where NATO was founded 75 years ago, President Biden said Russia will not be allowed to win its war against Ukraine.
Before this war, Putin thought NATO would break. Today, NATO is stronger than it's ever been in its history.
He said Ukraine, with backing from the NATO allies, will prevail in the war, which will end with Ukraine remaining a sovereign, independent state. The president announced the US and other allies will provide Ukraine with five extra Patriot strategic missile batteries and will prioritize Ukraine for all deliveries of tactical air defense systems. President Zelensky of Ukraine thanked the allies for the systems, but appeared to criticize America's obsession with the outcome of November's presidential election, saying the alliance should not wait for November, but should decide now on giving Ukraine what he called deep strike capabilities against Russian military bases in Crimea. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The NATO summit will be the first attended by Keir Starmer since becoming British Prime Minister. He's due to discuss Ukraine and the need for a ceasefire in Gaza when he meets President Biden. At least 29 people are reported to have been killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit a camp for displaced people in southern Gaza. Dozens more were wounded. Doctors at Al Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis said the strike had hit tents outside a school in Abasan. They said many of the wounded were in a critical condition. A pilot scheme aimed at allowing older people to live more independent lives is being rolled out nationally. The Healthy Age-Friendly Homes programme follows a two-year pilot scheme, which resulted in improvements in participants' self-reported health status, quality of life, social support and functional ability. The programme has received recurring funding of €5.2 million to expand from 9 pilot sites to the national rollout. It's estimated that it will result in an annual saving of more than €40 million to the state. On this programme, Mark Harrington, National Manager, Healthy Age Friendly Homes Programme, outlined the objective of the scheme.
It's all about enabling the older person to remain in the home for as long as possible, getting them to feel and be part of their community and live with a sense of independence. It's about the avoidance of early or premature entry into long-term care.
A report today says that even in moderate climates such as Ireland's, there's evidence that higher temperatures increase the number of people admitted to hospital. The report is published by the Economic and Social Research Institute. The data shows that between 2015 and 2019, emergency hospital admissions for temperature-related diseases were 8.5% higher on hot days in Ireland. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be overcast this morning with outbreaks of rain and drizzle across the northern half of the country. It'll be drier across the south, where there may be sunny spells. It'll feel cold with highest temperatures ranging from 13 to 19 degrees.